honor, how often we search after honor, and how seldom do we find it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today, honor. How often we search for it, how seldom we find it. No person was ever honored for what he received. Honor has been the reward for what he gave. Calvin Coolidge, the 30th U.S. president, said, "No person was ever honored for what he received. Honor has been the reward for what he gave." Can you ever think about that? What is it that makes us happiest, that makes us most fulfilled, that makes us feel most desired? And the things that make us happiest, most fulfilled, most desired, are the things that we give. Now, you say, sure, some people have money to give, some people have things to give, but what about a person who has nothing to give? He has no substance. He's a very poor man, but he's a very happy man, but a very poor man. But what has he got to give? Well, he's got his happiness to give. And when he gives that happiness, it multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. Poor people are not really people who are eager to go after things. You might think, well, they don't go after things because they haven't got anything with which to go after things. Well, poor people are people who live in an inner state of contentment. They're not chasing after the things of this world. They're not chasing after the great positions, the great jobs, the great responsibilities of this world. I'm not saying that poor people is what we should be. I'm only saying that the poor person is searching after what he's finding. And he's searching after a lack of responsibility, a lack of income, of a lack of all these things. You say, well, that's not very nice to say that. Well, no, it isn't. It isn't very nice. But when we think of the words of the 30th president, no person was ever honored for what he received. Honor has been the reward for what he gave. Now, you say, well, I'd like to have adequate income to live on and all these things. We all have exactly what we feel is our desire for ourselves. You look at India, and you have poverty over there in quite a dramatic way. And as you look at India, you think to yourself, my goodness, why don't those people do something to get out of their poverty? Why don't they leave the country? Why don't they go to a more prosperous country? And then you look at India, and you look at the number of billionaires in the world, and you look at the number that are in India. And you look at India, and you look at the number of millionaires, and you see how many are there, and you think to yourself, my goodness sakes, that's a lot of millionaires there, and that's a poor country. How can there be so many millionaires in that poor country? Well, there are people in that poor country who are poor because they have no aspiration. They have no drive for wealth. Those who have a drive for wealth are those who gain wealth. Those who have a drive for abundance, they gain it. People can be rich in the poorest of countries and in the richest of countries. No matter what country you live in, it depends on what it is that you want to do for yourself. Now, how would you like to have what the wealthiest men in the world can't buy? How would you like to have what the most powerful men in the universe, the most powerful women in the universe, would give their right arm for? That's true. They'd give their right arm for it. How would you like to have what they would give most anything for? And what is that? That's health. That's well-being. That's harmony. That's peace. And yet, those things are things that cannot be bought. And yet, those things are the most common things in the universe. Because it's only when you stop trying to buy your way into life, you stop trying to force your desire to be manifest, and you let go and you relax and you are at peace, and then all those things are added unto you. The greatest honor that any of us could have is for another person to look at us and say, "You are so blessed. You live such a peaceful, happy, healthy life. You never seem to be ill. You never seem to have troubles. You never seem to have worries. What gives you the right to have that wonderful condition in your life?" Well, what gives us the right to have that wonderful condition in life is not where we're born, who we're born, or what goes on in our world. It's what goes on inside of our heart. If inside of our heart, the idea goes on that I like me, the idea goes on I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, the idea goes on that I am a loving person, I am an unconditionally loving person, I love everything and everybody in this world without any judgment. And you say, that's not easy to do. That's right. That's the price you have to pay for wholeness. That's the price you have to pay for right action. That's the price you have to pay for a life of harmony and peace and joy and goodness. The price you have to pay is to be unconditionally loving. And when you are unconditionally loving, you have everything. When you are unconditionally loving, you live in a world of peace and harmony and goodness. When you are unconditionally loving, every person in the world turns to you and says, "What a blessed life you live. What a blessed person you are." And they honor you by their words without realizing they're saying they would like to have what you have. But are they willing to pay the price that you pay for it? Now, in this world, it is so ordinary, so common to judge other people. Other people! We're not living in the skin of another person. We're not living the life of another person. We are not living in the body of another person. We are just being ourselves. Now, are you yourself? Are you yourself? Are you living in your own life? Are you living in your own world? Are you who you are? Or are you trying to pretend to be somebody else? Can you go into your own? Well, let's start with yourself. Can you look at yourself and say, "I'm a happy guy"? Can you look at yourself and say, "I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me"? Can you look at yourself and say, "Oh, I feel so good. I have such a wonderful world around me. I have so many peaceful, beautiful people around me. I am so happy. My body is a temple of the living God. My body is a temple of the living God. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I am so happy." Can you do that? That's not an easy thing to do. Because you look at the appearances and you put power on them. And so you're going to be an actor in a play. And in the play, it calls for being a very robust and a very dramatic person. And by nature, you're a quiet person. And so you pretend for a while that you are dramatic and robust. For a while you pretend that you are a dominant person. And then just as soon as the play is over, you go back to being the beautiful being that you are. And people look at the play and they say, you played that kind of realistically. I think you're a very dominant person. I don't know. I didn't know that was your character. I thought that you were quite different. Well, whatever show we put forth in the theater of our life is what we want to believe ourselves and what we want people to believe about us. And if in the show of our life we put forth the idea that we are happy, that we are content, that we are peaceful people, that we are beautiful people, if in the show of our life we put forth all of these wonderful, beautiful aspects of our being, then what's going to happen to us? What's going to happen to us is that we are going to be the content, beautiful being that we are. Movie actors have a way. They like to play westerns. They like to be cowboys. They like to be cops and robbers. They like to be lovers. They like to be various people, adventurers. And that's their role. Well, that's the nature of the person. Many movie actors are given opportunities to play roles that is not their nature, and they will not take the role. They're given an opportunity to play the role of a killer, of a terrorist, of a terrible person, and they will not accept that. That's not my nature. Well, it shows the dramatic capacity of your ability to play these many roles. Yes, I have that capacity to play many roles, but I choose to play the role of being a loving, gentle, caring person. That's what I am, and that's what I choose to play. I have the opportunity to play any role or roles in life that I wish, contrary or in harmony with who I am. Now, I have that opportunity. Now, if I'm going to play the character who is sick, then that will be my choice. If I'm going to play the character who is always healthy, wealthy, and wise, who is always dynamic and beautiful and loving and considerate and unconditionally loving and fantastic, wow! Just think about some actors on the stage in the movies, and they always seem to play certain types of characters because that's their nature. Now, they may not get all the most dramatic and dominant roles and the great Academy Award-winning roles, but they play roles true to their character. And whenever they come on, you know what that character is going to be. It may have a little different shade this way or that way, but you know what that character is going to be because that's who they are. When people look at you, do they know what your character is going to be because of who you are all the time, who you are all the time, who you are under every circumstance? Are you like the mother tending her sick children when asked by a neighbor, "Don't you get sick?" And the mother said, "I don't have time to get sick." When we live our life, when we don't have time to be contrary to our nature, we only have time to be our nature. And our nature is divine. Our nature is glorious. Our nature is beautiful. Our nature is fulfilling. Our nature is whole and perfect. Our nature is independently wealthy. Our nature is every good and beautiful thing. And as we are every good and beautiful thing, we are surrounded by every good and beautiful thing, and we demonstrate every good and beautiful thing in our life and world. This is my praise for myself this day and my honor as I see you, a reflection of me, living the highest and best every moment of your life as I live in my life. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.